Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. That's from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. By the way, that's Steve Winwood on the vocals there. He was just a kid. He's like 17 years old or something like that when that song was made way back in the old days. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, spinning a few platters, rock and rolling here with our good friend Jerry Silberman. He's with Corporate Turnaround. That's his company. He's the CEO and the founder of Corporate Turnaround. Jerry, you're a big music guy. You got a band that meets every Wednesday night, and you probably don't remember that song, though, do you?
First of all, you couldn't hear me talking, but when you said Spencer Davis, I said, say Stevie Winwood, because that is Stevie Winwood.
Yeah,
but he was young.
Yeah.
You're right. I think he was about 17.
17, yep.
I don't like to brag, but I'm a rock star, and as you know, Jim, as you know, I got to put in a plug for the band right
That's
here,
right.
Because these guys are going to, you saw it, went out in the band email, so a
yep.
plug for the band right there. We get together every Wednesday night. It is therapy for old guys like
right.
me, and it is the most wonderful thing in the world, and all we do is old songs like Stevie Winwood, so
yep.
I know it very well.
Well, I'm looking forward. And I've been invited, folks. I just never have been able to show up. So I'm looking forward to my first time to come to your event up there in Jersey. Hey, by the way, give us the website and tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, company's Corporate Turnaround. It's corporateturnaround.com. And what we do is help small businesses deal with their debt problems. And like we've been talking about, the pride of small business owners. There are so many businesses out there, as you can imagine, that need serious financial help, that don't know how to deal with the creditors that they have. And because they are a business owner and because they have negotiated things in the past, they think they can handle this problem. But you know what it is? The people that we're talking to, Jim, they have severe financial problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it to you in a nutshell. They can barely afford the interest
mm-hmm.
on the debt that they have. And believe it or not, we can get them out of debt using their own money, using that small amount that
right.
they can realistically afford. They can't do it on their own.
And typically avoid bankruptcy.
Oh, absolutely avoid
yeah.
bankruptcy. That's yeah. the whole idea. You know,
yeah.
it's not so much settling the debts that's important. It's keeping the creditors at bay. It's knowing when to settle and what to settle for. They simply don't have the tools, the time, the systems, and pride gets in the way of all that. When you're a business owner
right.
and you're trying to negotiate your own debts, it is highly emotional.
Yeah.
Take yourself out of that. Let a professional do it. It's almost
mm-hmm.
like representing yourself in court.
Right.
Only a fool represents themselves in court.
Right.
And it's the same thing here. Only a fool negotiates their own debt when they hardly have any money. They don't have enough to go around.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who to address first. In other words, let me give you an example. Should, as a small business owner who's in trouble, should I pay off my smallest creditors first? Because if I do that, if I get rid of my smallest creditors, then all of a sudden I have less problems to deal with. Maybe that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. Or maybe you should just take what you have and pay
right.
a pro rata share to each creditor. But that's not really a great idea. Or maybe you should address the biggest creditors first, because they represent the biggest threat to you. But then you're ignoring other creditors. And just because someone is owed a lot of money doesn't mean they're that aggressive. Doesn't mean they have that much leverage. What if you had a smaller creditor that has more leverage because you need them as a supplier? You know, you have to take so many different things into consideration when you're negotiating debts, and it's virtually impossible. We have three publications that we give out, Jim, through the SBDC, Small Business Development Centers.
Right.
You talk about free help.
Mm-hmm.
There's friends of ours, the Small Business Development Centers, all across the country. They want to help you. These
well, you've got a and you've got a story. You were telling me you actually have a story that about how pridefulness took somebody down or almost took them down.
Well, it's a family member. Now here, I've been very successful in what I've done. I've saved thousands of companies, Jim. Thousands we've worked with.
Yeah.
And despite that, despite the success I've had, here is someone who's very close to me in my own family who has had financial problems for a long time now and has talked to me here and there about it, but has never really stepped up.
Never turned it over to you, yeah.
And never turned it over to me because he believes that he can handle it himself. Why? It's pride. It's ego. It's right there. Mm-hmm. Yet he has no real plan. And he says to me, only a few months ago, he said to me, well, I don't have to worry about all these other debts. It's just this one that I have to deal with. Yep. And then walks away from the table for another few months. Finally, he gets sued a couple weeks ago, and now all of a sudden it's a problem. So then he walks into my office and says, okay, let's take care of this. All right, I got sued. You were right. I should have done so. And I said, where's your other debts? He says, don't worry about those. I'll take care of those.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're missing the big picture. You cannot handle these things one at a time. And
right.
If you can't handle to pay this, handle this one creditor, you can't handle the other creditors. How are you going to pay them? You have to think
folks,
in overall terms. I need a plan to handle all my creditors,
not
just one.
I want folks out. Folks, if any of this sounds like you, do yourself a favor. Do your family a favor. Do your life a favor. Do everybody a favor. Find a professional, some people who know how these things work, who've done this before. Find somebody, find Jerry or find somebody like Jerry's organization and get them to help you. Get them to take this off your back and get healed. Get this thing behind you so you can start over and start a new day. CorporateTurnaround.com is Jerry's site. There are other people out there. Of course, we think he's the best. Hey, Jerry, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Great talking to you always.
Have fun at the big jam fest tonight.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time. Quick break, folks. Right back after these messages. 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.